In today's daf, we're going to discuss three basic topics. First, we're going to continue our discussion from the previous daf, whether an excessive restraint is considered a masri that an animal cannot go out with on Shabbos. Second, we will discuss the ways that an animal may wear a collar without violating Shvisis Behema. Finally, we will discuss several details of the tumah status of an animal's collar and how it can become tar. Some of the key concepts that will come up in today's daf are chatzitza. When something is immersed in a mikveh, its entire surface must come in contact with the water without any interposition. Kol hakelim yordlin de tumasin b'machshava, ve'ein oilim tumasin el b'shina maisa. Now, in order for something to be considered a kli and eligible for tumah, one only needs to think about using it as a kli. In order for something that is a kli to no longer be considered a kli and lose its tumah status, an action must be done to change it.